Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest to talk about the annual Aztec Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival. Jessica Pilotti is here with me this morning. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott.
Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
As I said, one of my favorite events of the fall. I think one of yours too, if you don't mind me saying.
It is. It is close, dear to my heart.
Right. Yes. You've been involved for a long time. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we don't want to say how many years, but no. Yes, a long time.
Right. Well, you and me both, I think. So,
yes,
you know, yes. I'm right there
we
with you.
We started together.
Oh, my goodness. But here we go again.
Yep.
And it's very exciting because it is coming up again, October, what did I say, 8th and 9th, 7th and 8th?
It's 7th and 8th, and there's an evening event on
that's
the 6th.
That's right, on the 6th yeah. that uh-huh. we want to talk about. But yep. that's where folks can mark their calendars, at Riverside Park.
Yes.
In Aztec.
Yes.
And for folks who've been living under a rock for the last decade or so, describe the event. If you had to describe it to somebody.
So the event consists of, it's a Highland Games and a Celtic music festival. So it's everything Celtic. The Highland Games are 8 different events that take place on an athletic field that is sort of in the middle of Riverside Park. And so spectators can walk around and watch the athletic events as well as shop at the vendors, talk to the clans, listen to music that we have 2 stages, a main stage and a traditional stage. We also have a dance competition at one end of the field, a Highland dance competition. So there's a lot to do, a lot to see. And if you have been coming for the past years, you already know this. If you haven't been coming for the past years, you definitely should be there.
Right. There's a lot to, you can stand there and just turn 360 degrees and
yes.
see something different.
Yes.
And Celtic related.
Yes. You will see something different, Celtic related. You'll see your best friends. You'll see everybody there at some point. And there's just a lot of activity going on. So it's fun for everybody.
Very true. And of course, as you mentioned, you've got the athletic competition. You've got the music. You've got the different types of music, the traditional
yes.
music, the not so traditional music, the dancing. I just repeated everything that you just said, but it's just so much going on. There's a lot of things happening.
There is.
And food.
Don't forget food. We have food vendors. We have beer and wine vendors. We have merchandise that you can get your own t-shirt that says Aztec Highland Games on
That's
there.
Right.
So there's just a lot going on. We have the romance novel contest, which I'm sure you're going
to talk
about.
We need to talk about
Scott.
That. That's true. That's very true. And kilts for as far as the eye can see.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a kilt, this is the place to get it.
Yeah, if you want to wear your kilt, this is the place
and
to wear it.
And if you want to wear your yeah. kilt, this is the place to do it.
Not too many places you can do that, you know,
you
know, during the course of the year. But
yeah.
this week, that weekend,
I mean, if
you
it was up
welcome.
To me, everybody would be wearing kilts all the time,
That's
every
true.
Day. But this weekend is definitely when you want to pull that thing out of the closet.
Exactly. And folks can't see us, but we are both wearing kilts today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. So there you go.
If I'm not wearing a kilt today, I will be on the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
That's true. Very true. And so some of the groups that are coming to perform,
yes.
we should talk about too. Big Patty is
yes.
the kind of headline group, and I think they're from the Denver area.
They are from the Denver area. Yeah,
okay.
they've been to our event before, and then Rhonda Huntington, who's the event coordinator this year, she's bringing them back. They're a very popular group, really fun. Of course, there's some bagpipes involved, but it's going to be some dancey music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little clip, so we
okay,
can actually
great.
Play a clip like they do in real
yeah.
real shows
yeah.
with a budget and
this
everything.
This is a real show.
But, yeah, okay. Thank you. Very kind. Let's give a listen to Big Patty coming to perform at the Aztec Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival here on KSJE. Music from Big Patty coming to the Aztec Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival. Jessica Pilotti is here, my guest this morning, to talk more about the festival and the games and everything else because it'll be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quick.
And that, get your toes tapping.
Yes.
Whether you're wearing a kilt or not.
That's right. You know, so. We hope all our music will do that for you. You mentioned is a blend of traditional music, some bluegrass music, and then also the Celtic music.
Right. We see on the poster Badly Bent is coming to perform as well, and the Bowmaneers you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're new. That's a new name to me.
That is a, kind of a newer group out of Durango.
Okay.
And so we're excited to have them.
Very good.
Yep. Sorry. Didn't want to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Please do.
Gagrian. And remember, we do have the main stage and the traditional stage, and they're at opposite ends of the field. So the main stage is going to be a little bit more mic'd and loud, and then the traditional stage is going to have some of our more traditional artists on it, and that's at the other end of the stage. It's also mic'd, but it's just a little bit smaller crowd for those who are really wanting to hear the words and see what's being played.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they perform at the same time, so you can kind of wander between the two.
And they do. And
both.
Some of the performers will play both stages.
Right.
So, like, if you missed them on one, you'll probably see them on another while you're walking around.
Exactly. And we're pulling a lot of this information and posters and things from the Aztec Highland Games Facebook page. You can get a lot of details on that and buy tickets from there as well.
You can buy tickets on the website, and that's AztecHighlandGames.com.
There you go.
That'll come right up.
And you can get weekend pass, be there all...
Weekend pass is $20. You can be there all weekend. We suggest that because then even if you come a little bit on Saturday and a little bit on Sunday, you will get your money's worth.
Right.
We promise it.
Very true. And you mentioned this other event on the 6th of October. That's a Friday night event.
It is.
Which has kind of in the past been kind of VIP and, you know... You have to know people to get in. But this year, I think it's the gates are getting flung open.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't say people in high places. That's okay.
Somehow they let me in.
And me.
Yeah.
So, the City of Aztec and Rhonda, working with the City of Aztec as the event coordinator, she is opening this up to the public for the Friday night event. We will have a front gate there open, box office, for you to purchase your tickets for the rest of the weekend. But we will have Big Patty playing that evening, just a short show, probably about an hour. We will have some food trucks open that night as well. So we encourage the public to come out and at least see this band. But of course, it's not everything that's happening that weekend.
Right.
So we're just going to sort of give you a little taste.
A little tease.
Yep.
I like it. Okay. That's happening as well. Some of the other performers, we've got some pictures of them. We'll show a little bit as they are performing. Gagrien, of course, is going to be there, if I pronounce that partially correctly.
I hope we both can pronounce it correctly.
They will correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
but they will be there. That's a local group.
It is.
From San Juan County, and so we're glad to see them. Patrick Crossing is another regional group.
Regional group.
And so they will be there. Well, but a great chance to see some of these folks perform if you haven't seen them in a while.
Yes, for sure.
They are going to be on stage. And then, of course, the athletic competition.
The athletic competition, near and dear to my heart. That's where you'll find me that weekend, is over in that area.
You'll be throwing heavy things?
I will not.
Oh, okay. All right.
I will just be in that athletic area helping Therese
and
helping the athletic director, who's Therese Yannon, and we will be watching out for our athletes. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
they will be throwing heavy things.
They will be. We have at least 50 registered at the moment. We are still taking registrations online. You can register the day of. We are there at 7 a.m. in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday. The games themselves start at 9 o'clock. But if you've never done it before and you're like, I've been wondering about that. Our Sunday is our novice class, and you are welcome to just walk right in. We do, hopefully, if Grant brings them from Albuquerque, we'll have some rental kilts.
Okay.
In case you don't want to make that purchase, but I suggest that you do. We do have a kilt vendor on site. And you will be shown by the athletes how to throw these things safely so you do not hurt yourself. And you can try it.
Yeah.
You can just compete that day on Sunday.
There you go.
Yep.
But for the others, the 50 plus that
have
already signed up, they are in it to win it.
They are in it to win it, both men and women.
Yep.
And this is no joke. People say, I was talking with Charles, who's the parks director for the City of Aztec, which just a shout out to the City of Aztec. They're always phenomenal with this event. They love it. Riverside Park is beautiful, and that's because of Charles and his crew. But he kind of threw it out there. He kind of threw the gauntlet out and said, I'm thinking about getting some of our guys to compete. And I just said, so what's that going to look like, Charles? And he said, we're prepared to be beaten.
All right. But you got to start somewhere.
You do. And I was excited that they were thinking about competing. But, these people are in it to win it. And there's personal records made this weekend. There's some world records made this weekend. That's what's happened in the past, and we expect to see it again this coming October.
But, you know, as much of a competition as it is, what I have noticed is the camaraderie, too. And if you're relatively new, they will, I think, help you. If you have questions and you're new to the competition, they want to see everyone do
yes,
well.
Yes, they do. It is very, there's a lot of camaraderie. Everybody wants to help each other. Even the judges will give you form techniques if you're new to it, or even if you've been doing it for a while. So it is a really, really fun event. This is the people that do these athletic competitions are some of the friendliest people we've ever met.
Yeah.
And they love each other and we love them. And so it's just a love fest all the way around.
That's true. But but it's great to see them. And what they throw and how far they throw it is just amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And here we have a picture of one, and it's just an example of, you know, what we're talking about. And of course, I think everyone's familiar with the caber toss.
Sure. The caber toss is the biggest thing, which of course are those big, we call them telephone poles or logs or whatever that you see people throwing. What you see in the picture is Ben, one of our athletes from the past, and he's doing the hammer throw.
Right.
Yep.
That's true. But the caber, well, they're throwing it all weekend, basically everything, right?
Yeah, men and women.
Yep.
Men and women.
Very true. Yep. So, and then, of course, there's a chance for kids.
Oh, yeah.
To get out there.
Another thing that we love, 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 when the athletes do break for lunch, both days, Saturday and Sunday, we have
around noon.
Around noon. Yeah. Around noonish time. We have our kids games. And this consists in any kid who's at the park and is there, it's free, you can come. And we throw cabers that are actually carpet rolls.
Cardboard
carpet rolls, wood ones.
Right.
And water balloons and those kinds of things. So they have a chance to compete with that. And it is announced by Francis Brebner, who's also doing the announcing for the regular athletics.
Nice.
Yes. Very good. Love it. Super fun.
Exactly. Well, and I just go just to hear Francis talk because
he's from Scotland.
He is from Scotland. He's got that accent and it's just great. And he knows his stuff too when he's announcing the athletic competition too.
He does know his stuff, and he knows almost all the athletes by name. And then when we have the kids games, he asks everybody their name too. So they get their moment of fame there.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go. Exactly. Now, we also have another event that's happening too, which is part of the, I don't want to say awards on Saturday, but we do honor the winners of the Scottish Novel Photo Contest, which I wanted to ask you about. And you probably want to ask me about it.
I want to ask you about it because you're the one who runs it.
Yeah.
Scott, so there you go.
We kind of elevated the Bonnie Knee Contest,
we
which we had been doing for a few years at the games, which was fun. But that only involved men, right? And so we wanted to involve men and women.
Kind of, yeah.
And so the idea was to have folks come and maybe recreate or create their own kind of Scottish novel, romance novel cover art photo. And we take photos, and then we put them on a board, and folks can vote for their favorite. And we also post them to the Celtic Games Facebook page.
Yes.
And folks can like and vote with their likes. And then we bring up the finalists, maybe top three or four, at the end of the day on Saturday, and have them kind of compete in front of some judges for the final big prizes.
We do. They have to recreate what they took the picture of.
Right.
And they kind of explain the story.
Yeah, they made up their whole plot of the romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it may or may not include someone's shirt being ripped off or whatever. We don't know. But that's
what
you see sometimes.
We don't know. It's a family event.
Yes.
So we say just keep it clean.
Yeah,
to
right.
an extent.
But if you look at any of these books, you know, on the shelves at the grocery store or on your ebook reader or whatever, it seems like there's a lot of people that have lost their shirts. That's all I'm saying.
I will agree with that.
Okay. All right. Whether or not that happens in Aztec, I don't know.
Really? We'll just have to wait and see.
We will. But we'll be there on Saturday taking pictures, and folks can vote. And they can vote, again, from Facebook, but we hope you're there in person to put your tally mark by your favorite romance photo.
And the top three this year are getting prizes. So, specially made prizes for this.
They are.
Per Rhonda. And I don't even know what those are yet.
I have seen them, and they're really cool.
Oh, you've seen them. Okay, great.
I have.
Good.
Yeah. So, I'm very excited about this. So, they're very cool. Now,
Scott runs that. So, you know it's going to be a professional deal.
Oh, okay. No pressure, but thanks for that. Thank you very much. We also wanted to talk about the sponsors before we run out of time, because without them, you mentioned the city and the Parks Department, of course, does a great job, but there's a lot of other folks who really do make this event possible each and every year.
Absolutely. And I've got to hand it again to Rhonda, event coordinator, that she has really gone over and beyond to get sponsors this year, because we're really reaching out since we're getting more and more people coming to our area. And so the sponsorship packages, which if you want to sponsor, we'll give you that information after I give this list. Mm-hmm. But the main sponsor for the Highland Games, who's always been a great sponsor of ours since it started, is Cozy Homes, Joe Cosmore, said it all wrong. Cozy Homes is our main sponsor for the event. We also have, I'm gonna have to read this, City of Aztec, which I've mentioned, Optic Care, Russ Miller's Oddly Enough, Kaiser Levitt Group, KSJE, Rubia's, and there's all sorts of other little sponsors that come in as we go. If people would like to sponsor with their business or just personally, you can go to our website, AztecHighlandGames.com, and there are sponsorships still available for this event.
Not too late.
Not too late, and you will get mentioned throughout the entire event, obviously on this radio show and all the other advertising that we're doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, and you get to be a part of this really cool event.
And you get to be a part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which really has been growing, I think, since it started. I mean, you know, we had to take a break during the pandemic like everybody did. But again, I think every year I kind of see more people discovering it, kind of maybe pleasantly surprised that this event is happening in San Juan County and in Aztec. It's a great event for Aztec. And there's not a lot of other events locally. I think, you know, Albuquerque has a Celtic Games.
Yeah, they
I think
do.
Maybe there's one in
Cortez.
Okay.
And then the rest of
Utah
has one after ours in November. Scotch on the Rocks. They have a great name.
Is that Moab? Is that
that's Moab.
The Moab people. That sounds like Moab.
And
people.
They're super nice. They're some of their clans
come
to our thing.
Right.
Yep. So it's very reciprocal. Colorado has some events, Estes Park, that kind of thing. So so we're in good company.
Right.
I was remiss. I wanted to mention Sunray Park and Casino. They're gonna be putting our poster, the information up on.
I've already
sign
seen the tartan
there.
On the big lighted sign outside
and
the casino.
Rhonda did that, and that's amazing. And I want to mention the dance contest.
Yep,
the Highland Dance Contest has happened every year. Emma Trentman from Albuquerque has been putting that on for us. It is a judged competition. If those of you that are familiar with Highland dance, you know all about it. For those who aren't, you can go down and watch the dance competition and find out what kind of the history of that is, because they do describe the dances before they're done. That is also being sponsored in part by the Connie Gotch Foundation. So
nice.
We wanted to mention that.
Very good. Thank you, Connie Gotch Foundation.
Yes.
They do a lot to support the arts in San Juan County. And so that's a great thing to be able to say. I wanted to show this picture again because in the background of the kids tossing cardboard cabers are the clans. And that's another big part of the Celtic Games and the Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival.
Yes.
Are the clans that come, because if you think maybe that your family might have some Celtic heritage, you can ask and talk to these clans that are there.
And they will know. They are so knowledgeable, and they will talk to you about it. I mean, if you have any kind of last name that might even remotely be Scottish, Irish, Celtic, whatever, these people will know, and they will help you discover how to find more information about it, as well as maybe some of your heritage you didn't know about.
That's true. I mean, you know, Micklin becomes Micklin during that weekend, so it could happen to anyone.
It can happen to anybody.
It just happens every year.
I know.
But there you go. It's like Brigadoon.
I know.
It just shows
all of
up.
A sudden, the fog lifts, and like this
right.
whole place is transformed into Scotland. It's amazing.
That is like Riverside Park.
Though. It is like Riverside Park.
So it's very cool. And there has been fog in the park. So one of
there has been fog in the park. But we're going to have great weather.
Of
Rhonda
course,
has promised
always.
Me.
Right.
You know, a little tiny bit of rain wouldn't be bad just to cool things off, but we're kind of moving into a cooler season. So this first weekend in October has historically been one of the best weekends in Aztec. It's beautiful. The trees are turning. The park is beautiful. Everybody's in a good mood because we're over the 100-degree weather we've
right.
been having. And it's just a really, really fun time.
Exactly. Lots of fun. I know it's a busy weekend, but again, if you have your weekend pass, you can just kind of run in, run out,
yeah.
on your way to other things, but
yep.
come back Sunday as well,
yep.
and enjoy the Highland Games and
yep.
the Celtic Music Festival. And there's lots of music planned for this year, and lots of food, and lots of things to enjoy.
Yep, tons of things to enjoy. Lots of vendors. Come see our vendors.
There you go.
Early Christmas shopping.
That's true. That's true. Be here before you know it. And they're really unique things. I mean, they're things
yes.
that I don't see usually anywhere else, unless I'm going to one of the other festivals, maybe. But
we get vendors from everywhere, and in fact, our kilt vendor, of course, has all sorts of things besides kilts, and she comes from the Grand Junction area. So we get vendors from quite far away, and so it's not things you're going to see all the time in our area.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes it special. So
yeah.
There you go. Wonderful. Well, Jessica, great to see you as always.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in, and I will see you at the Celtic Games.
7th and 8th. And remember that free thing on Friday night for folks, but 7th and 8th of October. And if you need more information, again, AztecHighlandGames.com, and you can find everything you need.
Okay. Again, the sneak peek party on the 6th.
Yes.
In the evening at Riverside Park, but we'll see you in the park.
Sounds
for the rest
good.
Of it. So thanks All right. for being here.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Thank you so much. My guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.